So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, kol apsulin sheshachtu shechitas and gshera. If someone disqualified to perform the avodah, slaughtered a carbon, the carbon is valid. Sheshchita gshera bizarim ubenashim ubavadim ubetzmeim vafilu bekachekachim. Because the slaughtering of a carbon by Yisraelim, women, slaves, or some tamei, even the slaughtering of kachekachim is valid. Ubavach leyu tmeim negim abasa, as long as the tamei person does not touch the meat. Therefore, the Mishnah continues lafikach im paislim b'machshava. Since shchitas and kshera, these psulim invalidate the carbon with improper intentions during shchita, such as chutzazmanai or chutzamkaimai, planning to eat the carbon at the wrong time or place. The Gemara infers from the terminology of the Mishnah called psulim sheshachtu shchitas and kshera that diyevet in leketchilalai. The carbon is only valid b'diyevet, but leketchilah they should not perform the shchita. And the Gemara challenges this ruling from a braisa. The pasuk says v'shachar es ben habakar lefnei Hashem v'ekrivim bnei Aharon hakohanim es adam, and we expound. The avoid of receiving the blood and all subsequent avoidas must be performed by a kohen. However, anyone may slaughter a carbon, even like a tchila. The Gemara answers, nami. Indeed, a zar may perform a shchita. However, tana sheshachtu mishim dekuboy lemisna tmeim deliketchila loy gzerisha meyigu babasa. When the Mishnah validates the shchita after the fact, but does not permit it like a tchila, it refers to some tamei who should not slaughter like a tchila out of concern that he may touch the meat and defile it. The Gemara cites a related braisa, which compares smicha, leaning on the carbon, with shchita, slaughtering the carbon, based on the following pesukim. The pasuk first says, v'samach yodi al reisha ayla, and the very next pasuk says, v'shachar es ben habakar. Now, there are two versions to this hakish. Mas smicha b'tahirim av shchita b'tahirim. Just as smicha must be performed only by a tar, so too shchita must be performed by a tar. And the Gemara explains, both smicha b'shchita must be performed lefnei Hashem in the azar, as the pasuk says, v'shachar es ben habakar lefnei Hashem. And this applies to smicha as well, because tekev l'smicha shchita, shchita must follow immediately after smicha. However, regarding the halacha of tahirim, that only a tar may perform these functions, is a difference. Smicha b'tahirim is midai raisa, because a tamei may not enter the azara. And lo efshu dima'ayil yodi b'samach. He cannot stand outside and extend his hands inside and lean on the carbon that is inside, because bia b'miktash ma bia. Entering the miktash while tamei, even with only part of one's body, is forbidden. However, shchita b'tahirim is only midrabanan, because midai raisa efshu da'avit sakana rucha b'shachet. The tamei can stand outside and use a long knife to slaughter the carbon that is inside, because this version follows the opinion of the Tanakama and another braisa who interprets the following pasuk: "V'shachar es ben habakar lefnei Hashem, ben habakar lefnei Hashem, v'lo hasheichet lefnei Hashem." Only the carbon must be in the azara, but the sheichet need not be in the azara. However, the rabbanim forbade shchita by a tamei because he might touch and defile the carbon. The Gemara brings another version of this braisa: "V'samach v'shachar, mas shchita b'tahirin av smicha b'tahirin." Just as shchita must be performed by a tar, so the smicha must be performed by a tar. And as Gemara explains, according to this version, both shchita b'smicha b'tahirim are midai raisa as follows. Shchita b'tahirim midai raisa, because this braisa follows the opinion of Shimon HaTimni, and a later braisa, who interprets the following pasuk as follows. V'shachar es ben habakar lefnei Hashem, sheichet es ben habakar yehei lefnei Hashem. The one who slaughters the carbon must be inside the azara, and so he rules, yi yodav shel sheichet lefnim min haneshchat. The hand of the one who slaughters must be further inside the azara than the carbon, therefore a tamei cannot be a sheichet. Likewise, smicha b'tahirim is also midaraisa, based on the hekesh v'samach v'shachat, mashchita b'tahirim av smicha b'tahirim. And the Gemara explains that without the hekesh, we would not say smicha b'tahirim, because efshe d'ma'al yodeh b'samach. Because according to this version, the braisa holds bi b'miktis loishma b'ya, entering the miktish while tamei with only part of one's body is permitted. The Gemara now digresses to discuss bia b'miktas, a partial entry into the mikdash while tamei. Amar ulo marish lakish, tamei shehechnes yadi lefnim loike. If a tamei person put his hand inside the azara, he's liable for malkus, as the pasuk says, b'chol kodesh leisiga v'la mikdash leisave. And we expound, malkish bia l'negia. The Torah compares entering the mikdash while tamei to touching an item of kodesh while tamei. And so, ma negia b'miktash ma negia, av bia b'miktash ma bia. Just as one transmits tumah by touching the item of kodesh with only part of his body, so too, one transgresses the prohibition against a tumah entering the mikdash even with only part of his body. The Gemara challenges this ruling from a braisa. On the eighth day of Mitzari's purification process, he finalizes his tara by bringing his karbanos and having blood and oil applied to his right ear, thumb, and toe. Since the Mitzari may not enter the azara, and the dam b'shemen may not be removed from the azara, he would stand in Shar Nikanor, the doorway to the Azara, which merely has Kedushas Harabais and not Kedushas Azara, and extend his hand into the Azara to receive the dam. If the eighth day coincides with Erev Pesach, he must complete this process that day so that he can bring his Karban Pesach. Now, generally, if someone had a seminal emission, he immerses in a mikvah, but remains a tful yom until sunset and is forbidden to enter the Harabais. Nevertheless, ava bish in tful yom achar nichnas zen nichnas. If this mitzvah also became a balkeri, he may enter the Harabais and stand in the doorway to the Azar. Now the Gemara asks, if a partial entry is also forbidden, even though he may stand in the doorway, it should be forbidden for him to put his hand inside the Azara, since a Tfulyim who enters the Azara is also liable for karas. Ula answers, since the Torah allowed the Mitzari to extend his hands into the Azara for the purpose of his Tahara, because there is no other way, it allows even the Mitzari, who is also a Balkari, to extend his hands into the Azara. Based on this reasoning, the Gemara infers regarding Karban Pesach Betuma. The Torah allows the Karban Pesach to be brought if most of Klai Yisrael are Tamei Meis. Kasavar Ula, Ruben Tamei Meis and Menasu Zavim, Hoyel Behutru Litumasen, Hutru Lizivasen. If most people were first Tamei Meis and then became Tamei from Ziva, since the Torah permitted the Karban despite Tumas Mas, it also permitted the subsequent Tumas Ziva. However, the Gemara differentiates. Mitzayra had Teruhu, Hoyel Beishtri Ishtri. In the case of Mitzayra, the Torah lifted the prohibition against entering the Azara in order to allow for the purification process. Therefore, we can extend this Heter and lift the prohibition against Balkari as well. However, Tumah Dechuyehi, Lahayitchi, Lahala Yitchi. The Torah did not lift the prohibition of Tumah to allow Klai Yisrael to bring the Karban Pesach, it merely set it aside. Therefore, it only set aside the prohibition of Tumas Nes, but not the prohibition of Tumas Ziva. However, the Gemara cites an opinion that it is more logical to apply the principle of Hoyel, the Ishtri, to a Dichui as follows. Mitzayr had Teruhu lahoishtaroi lahoishtaroi. The Torah lifted the prohibition of Mitzayr, but not that of Balkari. However, Tuma Dichuyahu, Malichad Dichuyah, Malishte Dichuyas. The Torah set aside the prohibition of Tumas Mes, and so the prohibition against Tumas Ziva can be set aside as well. The Gemara points out, however, Tavayu Sviruluhu, Tuma Dichuyahi Bitzibur. All agree that the prohibition for a Tumas Mes to enter the Azara was merely set aside, not lifted, in order to bring the Karban Pesach. The Gemara continues this discussion of Biyah B'Miktzis in the next daf.